Automation in drum and bass is basically arrangement. It's the difference between a loop that goes hard for 8 bars and a drop that feels like it has a plan, tension, release, motion, attitude, little moments that keep the listener locked in. In Ableton Live, you've got two main ways to automate, and the whole point of this lesson is learning when to pick which one without overthinking it. One option is clip automation. That's the envelopes inside a MIDI clip or an audio clip. The other option is track automation lanes in arrangement view, which live on the timeline. Here is the big idea. Clip automation is repeating behavior. Track lanes are the story. By the end of this, you're going to have a 32-bar drum and bass drop where the bass has a tight, repeating rhythmic movement that you can copy and paste endlessly. The drums evolve across sections without you drawing the same curve 20 times, and your FX moments land exactly where they should. And your session stays readable, which is honestly a superpower in DNB. Let's set up fast. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create tracks for drums, break, bass, and FX. And if you like working with returns, make two. Return A is a short reverb. Return B is a long reverb. Now hit it to show automation lanes in arrangement. Quick workflow note. If you can't read your automation quickly, you can't mix quickly. Drum and bass gets busy. Your job is to make your session easy to understand at a glance. Now the decision rule set. Burn this into your brain. Use clip automation when you want something that repeats every clip, like a one-bar bass motion, a per-hit filter wiggle, or a jungle-style micro-edit. Clip envelopes are also great when you want automation that's portable. Duplicate the clip, and the automation comes with it. Use track automation lanes when the change is section-based. Intro to build-up to drop, or when it affects the whole track across multiple clips, or when you're automating mixer stuff like volume, panning, and return sends. Big intentional moves live on the timeline. Here's an extra coach concept that helps a lot. Decide ownership before you draw anything. Ask, who owns this parameter? If it's groove-level motion you'd want to survive copy-pasting clips, give it to clip envelopes. If it's timeline intent you'd want to stay even if you swap out the clip content, give it to arrangement lanes. Cool. Let's build the bass first, because that's where this decision becomes super obvious. On your bass track, load Wavitable, then add Saturator, Auto Filter, Glue Compressor Lightly, and EQ8. Start simple. Pick a sawish shape in Wavitable. On Auto Filter, choose a 24 dB low pass. Put a little drive on it, like 2 to 6 dB. Saturator. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB depending on taste. Glue Compressor. 2 to 1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack. Release on auto, and just a couple dB of gain reduction. Now make a 1-bar MIDI clip, rolling pattern, mostly root note, maybe a jump to the 5th or octave. Keep it simple. In drum and bass, rhythm is the bassline. Melody is optional. Open that clip, go to the Envelopes tab, choose Device, then Auto Filter, then Frequency. Now draw a 1-bar repeating curve. Start fairly closed, like maybe 200 to 400 HE, and pop it open in tight gestures, maybe up to 1 or 2 kHz depending on your patch. Think rhythm, not a long sweep. Little punches, little syllables, that's the language. And this is exactly why clip automation is perfect here. That movement is not the story of the drop. It's the bass's personality. It should repeat. You can duplicate that 1-bar clip across 16 bars and your signature motion stays intact, and your arrangement doesn't turn into a forest of tiny automation points. Optional classics while you're here. You can automate Wavitable position for timbre shifts, or do tiny end-of-bar pushes on Saturator drive. Even utility gain for a subtle rhythmic pulse if you're not side-chaining yet. But keep it intentional. One or two key motions beat 5 random ones. Now we go macro. Because a repeating bass is great, but if nothing evolves, the drop starts to feel flat. This is where arrangement lanes shine. Duplicate your 1-bar bass clip across 16 bars for drop A, then in arrangement view. Add automation lanes on the bass track. You can automate auto filter frequency again, but now you're doing it differently. This lane is the big arc, so for bars 1 to 8, keep the overall filter a bit darker. Even if your clip envelope is popping it open rhythmically, the lane can cap the general brightness. Then at bar 9, open it up. Let it jump brighter. Then later, like bars 25 to 32, escalate again. Push saturator drive a little, or increase the filter drive, or maybe to safe high shelf on EQ8. This is the behavior versus story combo in real life. Clip automation is the groove engine. Track automation is the architecture. One warning. If something starts feeling like it's fighting you, check if the same parameter is being automated in both places. Ableton can sum or override in ways that feel like your filter isn't listening. which leads to the most common producer sentence of all time. Why isn't this moving? Let's install a quick audit habit. Takes 30 seconds. When something doesn't respond, click the parameter and look for the orange automation indicator. Then check the currently playing clip. Does it have an envelope on that parameter? Then check arrangement. Do you see breakpoints on the automation line? If you're chasing bugs, it's usually because the parameter is being touched twice. All right, drums. Drum and bass drums are a machine, and a drum bus is your global groove engine. This is where track lanes save your life. On the drums track or drum group, add drum bus. Optionally, saturator. Then EQ8. On drum bus, try drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch around 3 to 10. Boom tune to your kick fundamental, often 45 to 60 Hz. But be careful with boom amount because it can wreck headroom fast. Transients, small moves. Now automate section-based energy with track lanes. For bars 1 to 8, keep it tight. Less drive, less room, less width. For bars 9 to 16, add a touch more drive, maybe a small send to a short reverb to widen the snare space. Then in bars 15 to 16, do a quick snare send spike as a micro lift into the next phrase. This is a huge point. If it affects gain staging, headroom, or the overall balance, lanes are usually the safer home. Clip envelopes are for pattern design and per bar feel. Lanes are for translation and mix clarity. Now let's do the jungle break angle, because this is where people accidentally create lane chaos. On your break track, drop in a break. Warp it. Beats mode is often great for preserving transients, but use your ears. Sometimes Complex or Complex Pro works better for certain material. Slice it, or duplicate it into one bar audio clips. Here's the trick. Use clip automation for variation. Tiny transposition dips on certain hits, like minus 1 to minus 3 semitones, just for grit and attitude. Use clip volume envelopes to tame a loud hit inside that bar instead of drawing track volume automation everywhere. And if you've got an auto filter on the track, you can do a one bar telephone moment with a clip envelope on cutoff. This keeps your arrangement view clean and readable while each chopped bar still has its own personality. Very jungle. Very practical. Now FX. Reverb throws, delay throws, these are timeline moments. They are supposed to happen at specific points, and they're usually tied to fills, turnarounds, and punctuation. That screams track automation lanes. Set up your returns. Return a short reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass up to around 250 Hz. Return B long reverb, maybe hybrid reverb, decay 2 to 6 seconds, high pass 300 to 600 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz all over the top. Then automate your sends in arrangement. For example, at bar 16 on a snare, spike send B up quickly and pull it back down. That's a throw. It belongs to the timeline. Same idea for a vocal stab with a delay feedback spike. If your long reverb starts washing the drop, here's a sound design trick. Put a gate on the reverb return, or a compressor sidechained from the snare. Then your throw can be huge, but still controlled and punchy. The send automation creates the moment, and the return processing keeps it clean. Now, a more advanced way to stay organized, don't draw more lanes if you can make variant clips. Instead of copy-pasting and editing automation lanes forever, make three bass clips that share the same MIDI notes. One is bass A with the standard rhythmic envelope. Bass B with slightly different envelope rhythm, and bass fill that's more aggressive for the last bar of a phrase. Then arrange by swapping clips. You get variation without visual clutter. Also consider phrase lengths. A one-bar envelope repeated for 16 bars can get static. Try a two-bar clip where bar 2 answers bar 1, or a four-bar clip where the movement slowly evolves. It still feels modular, but less copy-paste. Another pro tip for heavier DNB. Keep the sub stable and automate the mid layer. Make a sub track with operator doing a sine wave, minimal automation. Then put your wild clip and lane automation on the mid bass. That gives you aggression and motion without your low end falling apart. And if you want rage mode control, put an audio effect rack on the mid bass. Map a few key parameters like saturator drive, filter cutoff, maybe a tiny bit of redux, to a single macro called dark. Then automate that macro in arrangement for big section shifts, while the clip envelope handles the per bar rhythm. That's clean, powerful, and super readable. Before we wrap, let's talk readability, because it's not optional. Rename clips that carry important envelopes. Stuff like bass 1 bar filt rhythm or break bar 4 pitch dips. Hide automation lanes you're not editing. Ableton can get crowded fast, and visibility equals productivity. And remember, Session view versus arrangement view can change your decision. If you're jamming with scenes and launching clips, clip envelopes keep the performance consistent. If you're finishing a track with a clear arc, lanes keep the storyline obvious. Mini exercise to lock it in. Build a 16-bar drop. Make a 1-bar bass MIDI clip. Add clip envelope automation for auto filter frequency with a rhythmic shape. Duplicate the clip across 16 bars. Then add arrangement lane automation so bars 1 to 8 are darker overall, and bars 9 to 16 are brighter, with saturator drive up by maybe 2 to 4 dB. On drums, automate drum bus drive up slightly at bars 13 to 16, and add 1 reverb throw on the snare at bar 16 using lane automation. Then zoom out and do the spaghetti test. If your arrangement looks like a crime scene, move micro moves back into clips. Let's recap. Clip automation equals repeating behavior. That's your rolling bass motion and your jungle micro edits. Track automation lanes equal the arrangement story. That's section energy, drum bus evolution, and FX throws that land on specific moments. In drum and bass, you usually use both. Clips for the groove engine, lanes for the architecture. Keep the sub stable, automate mids and highs for motion and aggression, and keep everything readable so you can finish faster and mix better. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, liquid roller, neuro, jungle, halftime, I can lay out a parameter by parameter automation plan for your bass chain and drum bus, so you know exactly what should live in clips versus on the timeline.